Coming up later on this month, beginning this coming weekend and running through the middle of next week, the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. Every other year, they take a bunch of local movers and shakers to a city in the United States that's very much like Chapel Hill, in an area that's very much like Orange County, for an inner city visit. You go there for a few days and you get to talk with people who lead that community. You hear how they deal with similar problems to the problems and the issues that we face here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, Orange County. Try to take some lessons that we can apply back home. It's coming up in less than a week with dozens of local leaders going to be out of town at that trip. This year it's going to be in Boulder, Colorado. 2 years ago it was in Athens, Georgia. They've also done Bloomington, Indiana, Asheville, Ann Arbor, Madison. They've been to a bunch. Boulder, Colorado this year. And joining us now on the air, as always on Monday afternoon, is going to be one of the people attending the inner city visit, Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Thanks for joining us today.
Glad to join you, Aaron. And yes, I'm looking forward to the trip. This will be the sixth time that I've done this inner city visit. So, and I am still just as excited about this one as I am the first one.
It's always a lot of fun. And I've been on the last couple, and unfortunately, I'm not going to get a chance to go this year. So I'm going to be living vicariously through you and talking with a couple of folks on the air during the visit. So I'll be looking forward to that at least. But what are you most interested in hearing about from the folks in Boulder?
Well, you know, we've gone this whole round table about, you know, what are we specifically looking for? And generally, I'm more of a generalist. I've never been to Boulder, so just to be in that whole area will be new for me. And certainly, it's a different, in some ways, there's so many parallels to the Chapel Hill Triangle area. You know, if you think of Boulder as being one of those sort of cities that's in the circle of Denver, so it comes up in regional issues sometimes about what how to think regionally. But generally, I go and just try to absorb it all in, looking at economic development, look at how they're doing their arts, just look about how people think about their community, how they think about the municipality. And the other big takeaway for me, it's always the relationship building. It's with the cohort that's going on this trip, both those who are going from Hillsborough and all the folks that are from county and the Chapel Hill Carrboro area, found that we make some really deeper connections, and we share information that we just don't seem to get around to sharing at other times.
Yeah, there's a lot that you can get just from taking the same group of 60 or 70 people just on a retreat somewhere and having them interact with each other, because it's those relationships that you forge with people that you think you would already know that you don't necessarily. That makes a huge difference, and you learn so much about the people that you work with on a daily basis too.
Yeah, just, I mean, a simple example, you know, I got to know Brian at Chapel Hill Transit and the last time, because we just set on a long bus ride together, and it was just sort of fascinating. We're both kind of quiet people, and just getting to know, you know, something about transit, and that was all kind of fun, but it was to really get to know a person deeply, and you know, more so than one otherwise. What I find is that though there's surprises that come up, and I've seen how this greater Chapel Hill, Orange County community has really shifted in views and has learned some things that sort of comes back to us. One thing I really remember is when we went to Asheville, and we're looking at how they're doing economic development, and one thing they saw was this agricultural kitchen incubator. And people say, "Oh man, we got to have one of those." and we said, "Well, we have one of those." And it's right here in Hillsborough, the PFAP, or the Piedmont Food and Agricultural Processing Center. And we really are going to change that name. I've been clowned too soon. But
I was like, the Piedmont Center is just a nice short name.
Well,
for that,
what a great
center.
Idea.
Yeah.
I'll pass that on.
All right.
But it's been an important part of our community. I think we were running like 6 months behind the Asheville Center. You know, learned a lot about how hard it is to run those centers. But you know, no, other than a few of us in Hillsborough, most people were just not even aware of it. But 4 years ago, I remember the community college. You know, we had this community college in Orange County, but frankly, I could see that everyone would continue to forget about it.
Yes.
When we go on the inner city visits, and finally, I believe it's when we went to Bloomington
with Ivy Tech.
We had the looking at the interaction between the university and the community college, and you know, had the presidents of the community college there to speak with us, and suddenly this is on the radar screen, and how important this is, you know, for Orange County, for employment and economic development and just all the things that are very in diversity in our community.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, he's going to be one of, do we know how many? Usually it's about 60 or 70 people who are going this year. I think we've got the list now. But
And sometimes they're not quite so far away. Boulder's kind of a big airplane
it's
trip.
It's a big commitment, but
It is. It's one day longer than we have usually gone. But I know we have a very good contingent going from Hillsborough. We have myself and four other commissioners. I think we have Jen Weaver, Mark Bell, Kathleen Ferguson, are all going. Yes, I guess it's the three commissioners plus myself and our program director and deputy manager, Margaret Houth, is going. So we've got a good contingent coming from the town of Hillsborough.
It's going to be a good trip. And it's difficult to sort of identify any particular issue that you're looking for. And you really want to keep your mind open because you're going to learn something. And I know I've had this experience of learning something on the trip that I never even thought that I would. But one of the things that I know people are looking at with Boulder is not so much learning what to do, but there's also an element of learning what not to do. Boulder's a bit of a cautionary tale when it comes to housing costs because you got $800,000 buys you a house in Boulder, and we're already talking about how housing costs in Orange County, where it's $300,000-$400,000. So we want to figure out how to not go in that direction, right?
That's indeed. So affordable housing is something that really captures people's attention. I know a couple of our commissioners, it's of really special interest. That's kind of not where we want to be. And, I'm sure they're managing things, in some respects well and some things not, but that's just almost inconceivable for us to be these, shy of $1 million houses would be an average thing. And how do you even make that work? So let's see what their experience is and gives us a foil to talk about when we're considering how we do affordable housing in the greater Orange County community.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens again, the intercity visit to Boulder is always run by the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce every other year. So even numbered years they go on this trip, always in the fall. So this begins on Sunday and runs until Wednesday, right?
We come back on Wednesday.
Yep.
That's correct.
Yep.
It's been a way that I've thought about Hillsborough in a little bit different. Again, I've always been involved in the Leadership Triangle and tried to think of us as regional. And it's been nice to sometimes see what other towns in the peripheries of the places that we visit, how they do tourism and how they interact when you've got a little bit larger town. And Orange County, Chapel Hill is sort of a bigger place than Hillsborough, and yet it feels like we're all part of a different community, and yet all of us are all part of the Triangle community. So how all that works together. And again, maybe it's to Bloomington again that we're looking at arts districts and the role that the arts plays. In many ways now, I think Hillsborough and Carver and Pittsburgh are, in some ways, arts districts for Chapel Hill. And it's not just like every town, what are we going to do about our arts? But in many ways, some of us really serve as a district for the whole larger community.
Yeah, I remember that Bloomington trip. A lot of folks in Carborough came home from that with stars in their eyes about the arts district. And now
yes.
They've made a lot of progress in terms of doing similar things in Carborough. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So do you find that, and I have to imagine that you do, and you already know just from your own experience that Hillsborough is a really unique town, but do you really get a sense of the uniqueness of Hillsborough? Because I'm thinking back of previous inner city visits like Bloomington, which is, a Chapel Hill-like city in a fairly rural county, but there's no Hillsborough equivalent there. And the same thing, I think, with Athens, Georgia, and I'm pretty sure Boulder's the same way. And knowing what I know about Ann Arbor, it's kind of the same thing there. It really underscores just what a unique town Hillsborough is.
Well, yes. I think when we were in Madison, there were a few small towns. When you think of Asheville, for example, Black Mountain,
yes,
has its own charm.
Yep.
It's kind of a parallel. And so, about, how important we can be to even be on the radar screen for Chapel Hill and, how important Chapel Hill is for us. I think that's something we sort of viscerally experience and, again, build those relationships that, frankly, Aaron, as you know, just almost was non-existent, a decade ago. so I guess it was 10 years ago, was Eric Hallman and I went on the first one of these together, and it was almost a surprise that Hillsborough showed up. and it wasn't like nobody was welcome, but it was just like nobody thought.
Yeah.
You know,
and now,
like,
it would be a surprise if Hillsborough didn't show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it changed the conversation. We said, oh, we got to do about downtown. Oh, which downtown are we talking about? Because we have some great successes here in Hillsborough that people can, you know, can learn from. And it's not all, gee, look at how great we've done. But, you know, a lot of it's just how we've used the assets that we have. Mm-hmm. When we went to Madison, everybody wanted, you know, we were there on the lake and said, oh, what can we do to get a lake? Well, we don't have a lake, but we have a river.
Yep.
And that whole notion of, you know, going through, you know, the river and making use of that. When we went to Athens, we did make a stop in Greenville,
and there was the
just
river
as, the,
right
as Riverwalk was opening
yep.
up, and
yep.
was hearing about the river park that they've done there. And
all so, the Chapel Hillians were looking at that river in Greenville, saying, "Man, how can we get a river?" And you're sitting there like, "Oh, we've already got one. It's great. We got a Riverwalk. It's great."
Yeah. So, and of course, what we're finding is that this is the recreational area for the Triangle. So, I mean, almost every day, I say every weekend, but you ask people where, just walking down the street, you know, what we're doing, you know, where did you come from? And a lot of folks are, well, I live in Chapel Hill or I live in Durham, you know, or I live in Cary and just thought I'd come up to Hillsborough for the day. And that's very helpful. I was sitting in my gallery for Sundays in Hillsborough, and a couple of people walk in, and first time they've been to Hillsborough, you know, they were here for the curds and crafts, beer and cheese, a festival, and had not been to Hillsborough. You know, tell me about it. You know, what's this Riverwalk? I hear about Mountains of Sea Trail. Oh, that's here. So it helps bring people to the Triangle area, and I feel like we're a special place, but the whole Triangle is a very special place, and we contribute to that.
Speaking again with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Again, the intercity visit begins on Sunday and runs through Wednesday in Boulder, Colorado. A lot of folks locally going to be on that. Mayor, before we let you go, anything else happening in Hillsborough in the next couple of weeks? I know Hog Day just ended, so you're still cleaning up from that.
Oh, great Hog Day.
Yeah.
What about as perfect weather as you can get?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's going to be a little quiet. There's tours. There's Sundays in Hillsborough. Probably the next big thing coming up is last Friday on the 30th, and that's going to be a big weekend because that whole next day, Saturday, is going to be the celebration of the automobile with all the antique cars and the NASCAR folks. And then Sunday is the Hillsborough Half Marathon, and I think they have well over 500 people registered for that.
Yes.
So you can do your walking running tour of Hillsborough on that day. And I think there still is open registration for that. And then further on into the year, we've got the Farmers Market is doing their Harvest Festival. And the big one, of course, is the Handmade Parade, which is on Saturday the 15th. I think I've been telling people Sunday, but it's actually Saturday the 15th.
Yep.
And that is just one of the great signature events of Hillsborough. So want to put that on your calendar, not to be missed.
Looking forward to that. Again, a lot going on in Hillsborough all the time. So head up there and check it out this weekend and beyond. Last Friday is coming up, not this Friday, but next. So head on up there and check it out. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Wish you were going with us, but have a good time while you're here.
All right, will do.